This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, New Jersey poll workers caught on video knowingly giving non-citizen ballot for too close to call gubernatorial election. That story right after this short message.
Did you know families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually often won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant? At Liberty University, we created a solution to help students afford the quality education they deserve. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of up to $5,495 per year for up to 4 years. And the Middle America Scholarship is stackable with most other Liberty aid. Learn more by texting MAS to 49596. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
Investigative journalism group Project Veritas has released an undercover video of an Irish citizen going to an Essex County, New Jersey polling place and requesting a ballot to vote in the November 2nd gubernatorial election. The three female poll workers debated if they could allow him to have a ballot and vote. They affirmed that there was no real voter verification, and even though he claimed to have voted despite being not registered for the 2020 presidential election or this one, they allowed him to continue. On the video, one of the poll workers said to the others in response, "Remember, back then, we were allowing anyone to come in." Another worker replied to the request that they would provide him a ballot anyway, saying, "I'll let you fill out completely a ballot now. Whether or not it's going to count, I don't know." As it stands at the time of this news recording, the New Jersey governor's race is only separated by a few thousand votes. On the released video, Project Veritas superimposes New Jersey Statute 19, Section 4-1, which says that non-citizens cannot vote or even register to vote. When the undercover Irish journalist replied that, "I don't know if it will work because I'm an Irish citizen," the poll worker responded that, "It doesn't matter. Do you have some citizenship here?" He responded that he has a work visa. She said, "Listen, we'll let you do it. They'll figure it out." This is a direct violation of New Jersey Statute 19, Section 34-20. Poll workers may not provide a ballot to someone not entitled to vote. According to New Jersey Statute 19, Section 34-11, 20, and 48, providing a ballot to someone not entitled to vote is a crime of the third degree, punishable by up to 5 years imprisonment and up to a $15,000 fine. Users on Instagram have reported that when they have tried to share the Project Veritas video showing the voter fraud, their posts have been removed and they have been issued warnings threatening their accounts. Pray that the truth will be made known, that righteousness will prevail. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, one story well told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.